Thank you for calling Family First. This is Valeria speaking.
Hi, good morning, Valeria. This is Aisha Nathan.
Good morning, Aisha. How may I help you?
Fine, yourself. I was calling due to the fact I had spoke with someone on Friday, and I had to turn my timesheets in, which I did. No, that was Thursday. I talked to someone. I turned them in so that when they told me that a check would be sent out after I received them, and I had them in Thursday evening, but I didn't receive a check for Saturday.
Okay, let me check. Did you send the timesheets right?
Yes. I mean, nobody called me Friday to tell me that they were wrong.
Okay, let me check on the system. Aisha Mason, Mary Craig. Oh, yes, I see. You submit the timesheets on the 16th since October the 3rd. Okay, yes, Aisha, I see the timesheets in the system since October the 3rd until October 16th.
Yes.
Yeah, I see that the timesheets. In that case, those days will be paid this coming Friday.
No, that's what I'm saying. I won't be paid this coming Friday. They told me that they will send me, your supervisor told me that they'll send out a check overnight. I talked to them Friday. I talked to them Thursday. They sent me the timesheet, told me to fill them out. Once I fill them out, it'll go to my case manager. My case manager will put them in, and I'll get a check overnight. They'll send out a check overnight, a paper check.
Okay. You were advised that you will receive the overnight check. Do you
remember
the name? Because we have several supervisors. Do you remember the name?
No, I believe it was a male. Whoever I talked to him Thursday, and they sent me the timesheet electronically by text message.
Okay, yes, because I see that the person that requested timesheet was another one, but I have the same information. Let me see. Remember that timesheets should be sent by Monday noon, okay?
They didn't tell me this. I'm just starting off with you guys. This is my first time ever getting a paycheck from you.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know until Thursday. Somebody sent me a text message Thursday because no one reached out. I'm just working with y'all. This is my first week. I just started.
Mm-hmm. Okay, don't worry. You're just learning how to work in the agency, okay? So I'm going to find out who was the supervisor that talked to you about the overnight check.
The supervisor didn't talk to me. It was a worker that I talked to that answered the phone, and I told them about what was going on. I informed them that the state should have authorized me to start working for y'all on the 3rd, because that's what we arranged for a week prior. The Friday before the Friday of the 3rd, we had put in for the state to authorize it for the 3rd for me to come under your company. I had talked to someone. Then we did all the hiring process and stuff. No one informed me until Thursday that I had to do timesheets because I was still clocking in and out from my app. Somehow, I never was kicked out of my app. I was still able to use the HHH Exchange app, we just got it together. Whoever, I don't know if y'all have notes, they just helped me get my app working on Thursday as well when I had the same conversation about my check and all that. We had did the process for the app, and she put the numbers in so that I can now clock in and out from through y'all system, and y'all see it and not my last company.
Got
so
it.
Whoever just did all of that, if y'all have who put my stuff in, that's who I talked to, and she had got confirmation from the supervisor, which was a male, if I'm not mistaken. He said we can send out an overnight check once your case manager gets your timesheet. I sent them in, and the timesheet should have been gotten Friday morning.
Okay. It was a lady, correct? The person.
I'll yes.
Talk to you. Okay, because I see two girls here. I see the note of two girls here. In that case, what day I need to confirm two things with you. First of all, what was the date that you was advised to start working?
That I was supposed to start working under you guys?
Yep.
October the 3rd.
And the person that told you to start working was from the service coordinator or was from Family Fair?
I talked to the service coordinator, and I talked to someone from your company.
Mm-hmm.
All we all were on a three-way.
All
at
the
same
three-way.
Time, mm-hmm. And we had put in. It was the Friday before the 3rd, not the third, but the week prior. We were all on a conversation on the phone, and the worker from your company told the coordinator mm-hmm. to put in for the authorization to be for October the 3rd. Your company gave me that date to come there for the authorization to go through to give time for, you know, the application and the background checks and all of that. We had made it a week for the authorization to come through to y'all, which would have been the 3rd. I can give you the date that conversation was held on, so you can see if you can. That was on September the 26th. I held that conversation with someone from your company.
Okay, yes, I see. Because I see that the date of services for you to start, it's October the 6th.
They told me, see, even the person I talked to Thursday said they even see that it's the authorization was for October the 3rd.
Okay. Okay, so far, the days that I see that you will be paid is since October the 6th. However, after our conversation, I will contact the HR team to make sure if you can be paid since October the 3rd, okay? I'm going to clarify
yes,
that, and I will give
I'm
you
sure,
notes about that.
Okay, because I can get my state coordinator on the line, and she'll mm-hmm. confirm mm-hmm. that it was for October the 3rd.
Okay, I can contact also the service coordinator to double check.
Okay.
Yeah, and secondly, can you hold on just 1 second on the line to contact the two persons that I see here that spoke with you?
Yes, ma'am, that's fine.
In order to find out about the overnight check, I mean the proof to have that person about the overnight check, okay?
Okay, that's
okay,
fine.
Thank you. I will be back, okay?
Alright.
Thank you for waiting, Aisha. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, Aisha. I spoke with one of my coworkers, and she just said that she didn't spoke to you by phone call. So I'm going to send an email to all my team to find out who was the person that told you about the overnight check, okay?
You can't see who sent me the electronic timesheet?
Yes, the name is Alisa.
Okay, that's
yeah, she's another worker from the agency.
That's who I talked to then. She sent it to me. She sent me the timesheet Thursday to send them over, to fill them out.
And you spoke with her through the phone call or just this message?
No, I talked to her on the phone.
On the phone?
Yes.
Was the same person that sent you the timesheet links?
Yes, she said, how do you want me to send you the timesheet, over the phone or through email? I said, it doesn't matter, whichever one works for you. She said, okay, I'll send you, she said, I'll send it through a text message because that'll be easier for me. We finished the conversation. She went and talked to her supervisor. After I explained to her what I just explained to you, she went and talked to her supervisor about my check, and she came back and said, okay, get the timesheets in, and once you get the timesheets in, we'll get them over to your coordinator, and then we'll be able to send a check out overnight. I said, okay, that's fine. We hung up. She sent me the timesheet. I filled it out and sent it back over.
Okay, because I see that message of that person, of Alisa, and I see that she just sent to you the links for you to download the app. Maybe was another of my coworkers. Okay, I'm going to find out. You can check on
your. So she can't tell. So if she just sent the timesheet and didn't talk to me, somebody had to tell her to send me the timesheet. Who told her to send the timesheet?
Okay. Yes, that's what I'm going to find out. Okay. Because this lady just sent you the link for you to download the app, and you reply back like hasn't been able to plug in and out, and that's it. Okay. So I'm going to find out who was the person that spoke to you, so she can get back to you. Okay. Just in the future, any issue or any question,
you
have the name. But so far, I'm the person in charge. Okay. Once you complete about 1 week doing the clocking thing, you will be assigned to a coordinator. But if you have any question, you can call me or text me to this phone number. I'm going to send to you a message with my information so you can contact me if you need it. Okay. I'm going to escalate about the overnight check that you was advised, and what is the another thing, overnight check, and the start date, if was the 3rd or the 6th. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Aisha, anything else I can help?
No, that would be
okay. Thank you so much for your time. I will get back to you later.
Bye-bye.